If you stop doing this, the girls will like you more. Hey there, it's Anna. Ever wondered why your efforts to attract her attention might be going awry? Today we are turning the tables and focusing on those things you might be doing that are actually repelling, not attracting, women. These are common mistakes, but the good news is it's easily fixable. Ready to make a change that could significantly boost how girls perceive you? Let's dive in and find out what you need to stop doing. Relying on cliches. Alright fellas, let's talk about a trap that's easy to fall into when you are trying to woo a lady. Relying on cliches. You know the ones. Did it hurt when you fell from heaven, or are you tired because you've been running through my mind all day? Sure, they might seem like harmless pickup lines, but here's the thing. Women have heard them all before. When you are relying on tired old cliches to compliment her or keep the conversation going, it sends the message that you are not really paying attention to who she is as an individual. It's like you're just going through the motions using the same generic lines on every girl you meet. But here's the secret, gents. Women crave originality. They want to feel like you are seeing them for who they truly are, not just as another pretty face to throw a cheesy line at. So instead of falling back on those worn out cliches, take the time to craft compliments and conversation starters that are specific to her. Notice the little things that make her unique. The way she laughs, the quirky pin on her jacket, the passion in her voice when she talks about her favorite hobby. Use those details to create moments of genuine connection to show her that you are really listening and appreciating her for who she is. Trust me, when you put in that extra effort to be original and authentic, that's when the magic happens. That's when she starts to see you as someone special, someone worth getting to know on a deeper level. So ditch the cliches and start speaking from the heart. Your love life will thank you for it. Making assumptions about her. Okay guys, let's dive into a mistake that's all too easy to make when you're trying to impress a woman, making assumptions about her. It might seem harmless to assume she's into the same music as you or that she'd love to go to that new sushi place downtown, but here's the thing. When you presume to know what she wants or thinks without actually asking her, it can be a major turnoff. See, making assumptions sends the message that you are not really interested in getting to know her as an individual. It's like you've already decided who she is and what she likes, based on some preconceived notion or stereotype. And let me tell you, there's nothing less attractive than feeling like you are being pigeonholed or misunderstood. Plus, when you make assumptions and you are wrong, it can lead to some pretty awkward moments. Imagine confidently suggesting a steakhouse for dinner only to find out she's a vegetarian, or assuming she's a homebody when she's actually an adrenaline junkie who loves skydiving on the weekends. Talk about putting your foot in your mouth. So, how can you avoid the pitfalls of assumptions and show her that you are genuinely interested in getting to know her? It's simple. Ask questions and then really listen to her answers. Don't just wait for your turn to talk. Actively engage with what she's saying and use it as a springboard for deeper conversation. And if you are unsure about something, just ask. It's better to get clarification than to make a wrong assumption and risk turning her off. Remember, fellas, every woman is unique with her own thoughts, feelings, and preferences. Show her that you respect and appreciate that uniqueness and watch as your connection grows stronger with every conversation. Overanalyzing texts. We've all been there. You're texting back and forth with someone you like and suddenly you find yourself dissecting every word, every emoji, every punctuation mark. Is she mad because she used a period instead of an exclamation point? What does that winky face really mean? It's enough to drive you crazy. But here's the thing, when you start reading too much into her messages, you are setting yourself up for a whole lot of unnecessary stress and confusion. You are trying to find hidden meanings and subtext that might not even be there, and in the process, you are driving yourself nuts. Plus, when you're so focused on analyzing her every word, you are not really present in the conversation. You are not engaging with her in a genuine, authentic way. You are just trying to crack some imaginary code. And trust me, women can pick up on that kind of distraction and disconnection from a mile away. So how can you break the cycle of overanalyzing and start having more natural, free-flowing conversations? First, take a deep breath and remind yourself that texts are just a small slice of your overall communication. They are not the be-all, end-all of your relationship. Second, try to take her messages at face value. Unless she's giving you clear signs that something's wrong, don't assume there's some hidden meaning behind every word. And if you're really unsure about something, just ask her directly. A simple, "Hey, I wasn't sure what you meant by that, could you clarify?" can go a long way in preventing misunderstandings. Remember, the key to great communication is being present, authentic, and direct. Don't let overanalyzing text trip you up on the path to a genuine connection. Stay focused on the big picture picture and watch as your conversations flow more smoothly than ever. Constant complaining. Picture this. You are on a date with a beautiful woman and things seem to be going well, but then you start complaining about your job, your roommates, the weather, the food, basically anything and everything. Suddenly you see her eyes start to glaze over, her smile starts to fade, and that spark of attraction that was there just moments ago, it's nowhere to be found. Here's the thing, constant complaining is a surefire way to drain the energy and excitement out of any interaction, especially when you're trying to build a connection with someone new. When you are always focusing on the negative, always finding something to gripe about, it sends the message that you are not someone who's fun or pleasant to be around. Think about it, who wants to spend their time with someone who's always bringing the mood down, always finding the dark cloud in every silver lining? It's exhausting and is definitely not attractive. Now, this doesn't mean that you can never vent or share your frustrations. We all need to blow off steam sometimes. But there's a big difference between the occasional gripe and a constant stream of negativity. So how can you break the habit of constant complaining and start bringing more positive energy to your interactions? First, try to catch yourself when you start to go down that negative path. Take a deep breath and see if you can find something, anything to appreciate or be grateful for in that moment. Second, make a conscious effort to focus on the good things in your life and in the world around you. Share those positive observations and experiences with her and watch as her face lights up with interest and engagement. Positivity is magnetic. It draws people in, makes them want to be around you to share in your joy and enthusiasm. So ditch the constant complaining and start radiating that irresistible positive energy. Trust me, she won't be able to get enough. Late replies and flakiness. All right, let's dive into a bad habit that can really tank your chances with a woman you are interested in. Being late with your replies and flaky with your plans. Now, I know we all get busy sometimes and life can get in the way of even the best intentions. But when you are consistently taking forever to respond to her messages or bailing on plans at the last minute, that sends a pretty clear message about how much you respect and value her time. See, when a woman is interested in you, she's investing her time and energy into building a connection. She's carving out space in her busy schedule to chat with you, to make plans to see you. And when you leave her hanging for hours or even days on end, or when you cancel on her with some flimsy excuse, it's like you're telling her that her time isn't important to you, that she's not a priority. And let me tell you, there's nothing less attractive than feeling like you are an afterthought, like the guy you are interested in can't be bothered to make an effort. It's a surefire way to make her lose interest and start looking for someone who will treat her time with the respect it deserves. So how can you avoid falling into the trap of late replies and flakiness? First, make a habit of responding to her messages in a timely manner. Even if you can't chat at length, a quick, "Hey, got your message, we'll reply properly later," can go a long way in showing her that you are engaged and attentive. Second, when you make plans with her, stick to them. Barring any true emergencies, show up when you say you will and follow through on your commitments. Show her that when you say you will be there, you mean it. Remember, guys, respecting her time is a fundamental part of respecting her as a person. When you show her that her time is valuable to you, that you are willing to make an effort to be present and dependable, that's when she'll start to see you as someone she can truly count on, both now and in the future. Making everything about sex. Now let's tackle a topic that might ruffle a few feathers, but needs to be said. The danger of making everything about sex. Now don't get me wrong, sexual attraction and chemistry are important parts of any romantic relationship. But when you are constantly steering the conversation towards sex or making every interaction with her about your physical desires, it can be a major red flag. See, for women, emotional connection is just as important, if not more so, than physical connection. They want to feel like you are interested in them as a whole person, not just a body to conquer. When you are always bringing things back to sex, it sends the message that that's all you care about, that you're not really invested in getting to know her on a deeper level. Plus, there's a time and a place for sexual flirtation. When you are first getting to know someone, constantly making lewd jokes or sexual innuendos can come across as creepy or even predatory. It's a delicate balance and one that requires a certain level of social awareness and finesse. So, how can you avoid falling into the trap of making everything about sex and start building that all-important emotional connection? First, focus on getting to know her as a person. Ask her about her interests, her passions, her dreams for the future. Show genuine curiosity and engagement in the things that matter to her. Next, when the time is right, you can start to introduce a little sexual tension into your interactions, but do it subtly, respectfully, and always with an eye towards her comfort level. A little playful flirtation can be exciting, but it should never come at the expense of her feeling safe and respected. Now that you know what you need to be doing less, what's next for you? Discover the proven signs that a girl likes you but is trying to hide it. Or learn about the hobbies that make you more attractive to women. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.